to Lebanon now, where there is no head of state. It's been almost a week since Lebanon's president, Emil Lahoud, stepped down after completing his term in office, and the country's divided political elite has yet to agree on a successor. From Beirut, NPR's Ivan Watson reports it could take some time before the political power vacuum is filled.
The fountain in front of the presidential palace in Beirut has been switched off. Inside, the halls are mostly empty. Wissam Saab of the presidential press office is still showing up for work. She shows a visitor the door, which leads to the president's wing of the palace, which has been locked shut since the last president left office.
How long do you think that door is going to be locked?
Until a new president is elected. We are waiting a new president to be elected. We hope as soon as possible, in fact.
Saab and the rest of Lebanon could be left waiting for a long time. After months of delays, Parliament was supposed to meet tomorrow to elect a new president. But the bitterly divided lawmakers can't seem to agree on a compromise candidate, and the session has been postponed yet again. Political analyst Timur Göksel is a former spokesman for the United Nations peacekeeping force in Lebanon.
It could go on for some time because nobody's willing to give any concessions. I mean, this is tribal politics at its best.
Lebanon's political elite is split between a Western-backed faction, which is fronted by Prime Minister Fouad Senyora, and an opposition movement led by the Islamist militant group Hezbollah, supported by Syria and Iran. For the past year, supporters of Hezbollah and its Christian partner, former Army General Michel Aoun, have led an opposition protest camped out in downtown Beirut, aimed at toppling Senyora's government. Aoun runs his operations from a villa on a mountain overlooking Beirut, which is protected by tank traps, army checkpoints, and bulletproof glass. Ziad Abs is a top aide to Aoun.
I don't think that in 2 days we'll be able to reach a consensus on a president, or on agreement, or in a major change in the political views of any of the parties involved.
On the other side of the divide are the parliament members from Prime Minister Senyora's coalition. 4 of its lawmakers have been assassinated, so for weeks the surviving members have been living behind concrete barriers and a cordon of police in the luxury Phoenicia Hotel in downtown Beirut.
Yeah, we don't see any daylight. This is our gym. In here.
Parliament member Mustafa Alouche walks through the hotel with armed guards, past windows where the curtains are always kept shut for security. Yesterday, Alouche's faction proposed a new candidate for president, the commander of the Lebanese army, General Michel Suleiman.
It could be the way out of this, Michel Suleiman. And I think it is an anti-democratic maneuver, but again, if this is the only way out, we may have to accept it.
Even if the opposition agrees to Suleiman's candidacy, lawmakers say it will take days, if not weeks, to change the constitution to allow a serving general to fill the post of president.
The state, as a functioning political, set of institutions, is paralyzed.
Paul Salem is director of the Carnegie Middle East Institute.
Parliament has not met for a year and is probably not going to meet for another year. The government is a caretaker government, but not recognized as anything more than that by half of the country, and we have no president.
There are fears that the power vacuum could lead to street clashes. But for now, downtown Beirut echoes with the sound of construction, not violence, as many Lebanese try to do their best to ignore the political crisis. On historic Jumaisi Street, for example, work crews are renovating century-old houses, which will be turned into bars and restaurants. Susie Nasser, an interior decorator who's overseeing one of the projects here, has nothing but disgust for Lebanon's squabbling politicians, who she says are cut off from reality.
There's no words to express how I feel about the politics and the politicians in Lebanon. They are like on planet Zorg or Mars, and we're on another planet.
Ivan Watson, NPR News, Beirut.